Okay, is everyone there? So we're going to start the committee, the programming committee meeting today, Friday, June 26, 2015. And the time is 6:21 Pacific time. And then can Secretary Nancy please call the roll?
Yes. KPFA, Virginia Browning. Virginia Browning absent. Jose Luis Fuentes Roman. Jose absent. Lorenz Reyes from KPFA.
Present.
Yes. Did somebody just come on?
Benito.
Hello? Oh, Benito.
Benito.
Okay. Lorenz, KPFK Lorenz is here.
Present.
And Rodrigo Argueta.
Present.
Is present. Rodrigo is present. Steve Pratt. Steve Pride absent. Okay. From WBAI, John Riley.
Present.
John Riley present. Serene Roberts.
Present.
Serene Roberts present. Janet Coleman. Janet Coleman absent. From WPFW, Jim Brown.
Present.
Jim Brown present. Benito Diaz.
Present.
Benito Diaz present. Eric Ramey?
I'm present.
Eric Ramey present. Okay. And KPFT, Teresa Allen. Teresa Allen absent. Alan Upperum?
Present.
Present. Alan Upperum present. Adriana Casanave? Adriana absent. Mike Lewis?
I'm here. Present.
I'm here. Present. Okay. We have quorum, Chair Argueta.
Good. Then let's go to the agenda. I think the agenda that we had basically was, I think that they were ready, but one was the report and updates for Spanish language programming, PMB disposition of committee motions, PMB and race hate resolutions. And then on all business, we have identification, coordination, and staffing for national programs, programming partnerships and expanding our audience, and underwriting. And the new business, plan for committee elections, national programming around issues such as the death penalty, mass incarceration, and the 2016 U.S. elections.
Mm-hmm.
And we have the timing for the next date of meeting. Now, I think Mr. Benito Diaz wanted to... or change, you know, add the Jose Lopez resolution, and he wanted to have it under reports too. So that's my understanding, Benito.
Yeah, actually, it's 2 points. Number one, to, yeah, like you said, put Jose Lopez reports, but then under business, add both how to implement the two resolutions, both on the race hate and also Rigo, not Jose, what am I talking about? Oscar Lopez.
Excuse me, I'm having trouble understanding, Benito. You said you wanted to add a Jose Lopez report under the number two, the reports, and then something on, is it new business or old business? New business?
Yeah. First of all, the name is Oscar, O-S-C-A-R, Lopez, L-O-P-E-Z, like in zebra. And so to put that, add that as an update. And then under new business, put to implement resolutions. And then we can deal with both resolutions.
The
right resolution, Lopez resolution.
Okay. Jose Lopez resolution, where do you want it?
Both under report and under new business.
And the report number E? After AIMED, what do you want? After Spanish, after PMB, after PMB, AIMED?
Oh, I don't care. You know, we can put it. It doesn't matter. Before
okay.
or after the race, it doesn't matter.
Okay, so that's an amendment. So that's an amendment. And then the other one was for new business. The only thing I didn't understand what exactly was for new business. Can you repeat it kind of slow?
Yeah, okay. Since we have both two resolutions on the report, we have the Ray Faint resolution and we have the Oscar Lopez resolution, but that's for the update. So I'm assuming we want to take our report from taking action. So that's why I suggested that under new business, we put in how to implement resolution. For implementing the resolution. And then we can talk about what do we need to do to implement both resolutions.
This is Green. I have a point of order.
Okay. Yes, Green.
Are we approving the agenda or are we discussing the items? I can't hear too well, so I don't know.
We are not approving the agenda yet. You know, we are discussing the agenda. I think Benito is moving some amendments to the agenda. So now we have to vote for the agenda if we want to the agenda to be amended. I think, you know, unless that there is
okay,
no.
Okay, so then I'd like to get on the staff.
Okay, you're gonna get started. Okay, Benito. So we got those two amendments that you want. Is any discussions about Benito's motion to have the Jose Lopez resolution under reports and updates and to have under number four new business how to implement resolutions?
Yeah, this is Serene. I have a different proposal.
Okay.
I think that it would be important I don't know that the programming committee necessarily needs to take action to make to implement the resolutions that were passed. I know at least the Oscar Lopez Rivera resolution specifically called on programmers to include the issue in their programming. I think it may have called for the ED to have it distributed or to post it on specific.org. But at any rate, I think our recommendation to the ED the board's recommendation to the ED was to distribute them, to make it known throughout Pacificas, you know, send it to the PDs or the programmers or whatever the case is. But I don't know that this committee needs to take any specific action. So I would just say leave it as updates and make sure, you know, just leave it as updates for this committee so that they're aware of what the PNB is recommending programmatically.
Hello?
If I missed something, because I couldn't hear Benito's, his problem. I'm outside and his phone is not that great right now, for me anyway. So I might have missed something, but I don't think we really need to do anything. I did agree with moving, with adding the Oscar Lopez Rivera resolution to the other one from last night.
Hello? Adriana here.
Oh, Adriana, hi.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but I didn't have sign. Just I'm driving, but well.
What's
I'm
good?
Sorry.
We have quorum plus one now.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, okay, so Serene is, this is like a, you know, an amendment or just a discussion of, you know, in terms of the last motion in terms of adding how to implement the solutions, right? That's what you don't like. You know, the first one, Oscar Rivera, I'm sure that you're okay, right? But the last one is the one that you're saying, you know, how to implement a solution. That's the one that you think is not needed. Serene.
Sorry, were you asking me a question?
Yes, I was asking you. The motion done by Benito in terms of the new business, you know, for new business on how to implement the solution, that's the one that you think is not needed, right?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think the programming committee needs to spend spend a lot of time, you know, discussing what should be done about resolutions that the PND passed. I think we should make sure, you know, anyone of us can really just make sure that the ED has to send on to management and for posting wherever it's supposed to be posted. But we should just you know, tackle our new business. I don't think
okay.
we need to invest a lot of time on that.
Okay, so what, you know, in terms of the maker of the motion, Benito, but let me ask everyone first, the Jose López resolution to be posted, reports and update, is there any discussion about it, you know, done? Okay, so then if it is none, so we don't need to call, so that it does anyone else wants to discuss what Serene is, you know, challenging, you know, how to implement resolutions. Are you, Benito, okay with it, or you know, you wanna anyways? You wanna go to a vote?
I'd like to go to a vote, and I'd like to explain why I motivate why I'm proposing this.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, I understand what Serene is saying, that the ED is supposed to send the information to the general manager, the PD, ask him to do something. But I don't know that we should trust the general managers and the PDs to put these things in motion. And so I think that we need some pressure and some follow-up on the part of the committee at each, you know, the PMB programming to make sure that these people do it. Spanish especially, when we're talking about what has to do with African-Americans and Dominicans. The other one has to do with the Puerto Rican political prisoners. And, you know, I don't know that we can trust that the general managers and PDs are going to do something just because the ED asked them to. Because they don't necessarily understand the issues, and it's not necessarily important to them.
Okay.
I'm talking about these PDs and GMs.
Sure,
okay,
you that.
Okay, who wants to be on the strike? So let's set time, you know, maybe because we are late, so we don't want to be here, you know, all night.
Exactly.
Yeah.
This is Serene, may I speak?
Yes.
Okay, so while I strongly object to the expression, I don't know that we can trust the GM, I will withdraw my objection. We will just deal with it wherever it's going, because I think that'll be faster than the process we're engaging in right now.
Yes, thank you. Okay, so any other amendment, any other change to the agenda? None? Okay, let's go then. We're going to have a... Then just for the record, then the only additional item that we have is going to be the Jose López resolution report. Okay, so that's so let's start then with the reports and updates.
Rodrigo, Serene withdrew her objection.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's right. I'm sorry, you know. Then it's how to implement the solution is going to be added to. Okay, got it. I have it now. Okay, so let's go to the Spanish Language Programming Task Force. You know, who wants to give the report for that? Maybe Serene?
Serene?
Yes, Serene.
I'm sorry, I'm in a car with a baby, so I keep myself muted, but I'm not talking. Okay, so the Spanish language programming task force had made a recommendation with regard to implementation. It has been approved. It was approved by the PND by, I think, the vote was 18-1. And the task force and some Spanish language programmers will be meeting tomorrow to actually begin brainstorming in terms of how this can be implemented. So at long last, this has been in the works in some form or another since 2004, you know, and the motion itself was passed in 2011, so it has taken a very long time, but it's finally on the way. And the new programming is to be in place by, or the programming is to be in place by August 31st.
A point of information, Shireen, did you say all the programmers will meet by with teleconference?
No, no, no. Some Spanish language programmers will be in person together in L.A. Others, maybe some from there who can't make it into the station, and others from around, you know, around the network will be joining them by telephone tomorrow. Yeah. Oh, and the motion is for 5 hours, which is to say 1 hour each weekday, 5 hours of additional Spanish language programming at each station.
Did you say 5 hours per week? Per week, right? Okay. Sorry.
So basically that's what it is. I think Serene, you sent the call, the number to call in case somebody wants to call during the meeting, right?
Yeah, this morning I sent out the code. It's for Spanish language programmers around the network and members of the Spanish language programming task force. And of course any program director in the network who can make themselves available. It's their call tomorrow. But the code has been sent out to the people involved.
Now, for those that are not really familiar, it involves also the programming committees of the local station boards, the different groups, that are interested in developing, this new programming. So, and also, it's going to come with the participation of the, of course, the PDs, and whoever wants to join us tomorrow, we'll be working on it, beginning at 12 noon Pacific time. So any questions, or we move ahead with the PMB disposition of committee motions?
Yeah, we can move ahead.
Point of information, is it going to be streamed?
You know what? No, I don't think so. I think it's just like a conference call. It's a conference call.
Oh, it is a conference call. Okay.
Lawrence, point of information?
Go ahead, Lawrence.
Yeah, Rodrigo, if you could announce for the benefit of the stream when that meeting is happening, at what time, and where.
Okay, the meeting is happening at KPFK 2729 West Kawenga Boulevard. That's North Hollywood. And it's going to be at 12 noon Pacific time.
So,
and
okay.
And also, the number to call was sent by Irene. So if someone wants to join us, they can do it anytime.
No, we're not giving out the number on the stream for a million people to call it. It's for
not this.
Programmers. It's not a public, that's not a public call.
No, it's not a public, but like, it's not a public. Yeah, it's for programmers, yes. That's correct. In PDs.
Okay.
So now let's see. Any other questions, or we just move on with number letter B? PMV disposition of committee motions. That's 10 minutes. Yeah, who's... So we are at letter B and reports on update. Who has the report on the disposition of committee motions? PMV disposition of committee motions?
Well, I think anybody can do it. Anybody on the committee can do it. If nobody wants to, I guess I can, but somebody else should.
Do you want me to read the updates that you sent us from LA?
Please.
Well, I can probably summarize it more quickly than reading it. I don't remember how much I wrote. Was it short? Was it short, Nancy? I don't remember.
Okay, let me see.
Well, the programming committee had two motions to the PNB. One was asking them to approve an information gathering process where essentially I'm on a very bumpy road, folks, so asking them to have the GMs prepare a report. Obviously, they have to work with their PDs on this. It's our motion about programming operations, how programming decisions are made, how people are trained, how decisions are made with regard to special programming, you know, the more process-oriented portion of it, because we found that no one agrees about how anything is done, and everyone seems to be unhappy. So we thought we would begin, before we make recommendations or demand that XYZ be done, that we would begin by asking GM, you know, how do you do that? And
somebody's pushing buttons.
The motion that we sent was amended so that we're asking them not just what their process is, but what some of the problems they might have experienced in accomplishing certain things were. And it also involves a piece for the CABs, for the GMs to get a report from the CABs about what they've done. And it requires the PND members who are on their committee of inclusion to also work with the rest of the committee to prepare a report, again, talking about what kind of outreach and, you know, what kind of analysis they've done of our audience and so forth. So that was one motion. And the second motion was to say that the old program council motion that had been passed, I think back in by the 2012 board or something, to ask them to hold off on that process until after we had gathered some information and could make some recommendations, because although the motion had been approved and, you know, and had been sitting around, it did not make sense to engage in public notices for elections of staff and listeners and so on and so forth to create a body that we cannot be sure that even, first of all, we would not have given them a clear analysis of what is happening, and we don't know that they would have been able to solve whatever the problems seem to be. So that's what happened, the first two motions. Both were approved by the board.
Any questions? Madam?
Hello?
Yeah, no questions?
Okay. No questions.
All right. So that's basically the only thing that we have to do on this one is that my question would be, did the executive director already send this motion to the GM? Does anybody know?
I don't know. I know he didn't get the draft minutes were sent, and John Gary actually did a great job getting them turned around so quick as well. So I imagine that Mr. Crockett has or will soon send them, but, you know, we can always send a follow-up, a reminder email, early next week.
Okay, perfect. Okay, now let's go to the PN Race Case Resolution. That resolution is right here below. You go down there. It is Pacifica National Board Resolution and Race Hate. Do we read it? Ms. Nancy, maybe, can you read it? Please?
Okay. Resolution passed by the Pacifica National Board recently, like last night. Okay. Resolution, end race hate. Whereas on Wednesday, June 17th, 2015, nine people, Cynthia Hurd, Susie Jackson, Ethel Lee Lance, Reverend DePayne Middleton, Doctor, Reverend Clementa Pickney, Tuanza Sanders, Reverend Daniel L. Simons, Sr., Reverend Sharonda Coleman Singleton, and Myra Thompson were engaged in the act of prayer when they were murdered in the Mother Emmanuel African Methodist Episcopal, AME, church in Charleston, South Carolina by a self-identified white supremacist. And whereas the AME denomination came into existence as a specific rejection of racially discriminatory treatment and is known for their commitment to social justice, and whereas the Pacifica Mission requires us to help build a lasting understanding between nations and between the individuals of all nations, races, creeds, and colors, to gather and disseminate information on the causes of conflict between any and all of such groups, and through any and all means compatible with the purposes of this foundation, to promote the study of political and economic problems and of the causes of religious, philosophical, and racial and antagonisms, and whereas racial hatred plays a large part in the oppression of peoples around the world, including in the retroactive denationalization of Dominicans of Haitian ancestry and the expulsion of Haitian people from the Dominican Republic, be it hereby resolved that the Pacifica National Board calls upon foundation broadcasters to utilize the airwaves to present programming that identifies, analyzes, and reduces this destructive element. Passed without objection by the Pacifica National Board. In parentheses, KPFD Director Teresa Allen registered her abstention. Close parentheses. June 25th, 2015. That's all.
Good. Then, we had any questions or anything about it? No? Okay. Perfect. Then let's see. Let's go to the José López resolution by Oscar, Oscar by Benito. José López resolution by Benito. Benito Diaz, please.
Yeah, okay. So, during the PMB meeting in Los Angeles a couple of weeks ago, the PMB also adopted the following resolution. Whereas Puerto Rican independentista and political Rivera has been in federal prison since 1981, charged with quote-unquote seditious conspiracy to overthrow the government of the United States in Puerto Rico and convicted thereof, whereas religious, labor, community, student, and political leaders in Puerto Rico and in communities in the U.S., without regard to their position of Puerto Rico, broadly have called on President Obama to release Oscar López Rivera, and whereas Pacifica Foundation is with social and political movements that work for social justice, be it thereby resolved that the Pacifica Foundation National Board calls for the of Oscar López Rivera and further calls for a broadcast of this topic to be aired on the five stations, and that this resolution be shared with the Pacifica affiliates in support of national and local campaigns for Oscar's liberation. So that's it. No, sir.
Thank you. Thank you. Is there any questions, Barry?
Point of information, did it pass?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, it passed with overwhelming support. One of friends can correct me. Probably knows better than me.
What did you say?
I think Lawrence has a vote than I do, but it was an overwhelming vote.
Okay.
Lawrence, you want to say something?
Lawrence?
Oh, I'm sorry, I was talking about Amil. I think this is in line with previous past resolutions in support of people who have been incarcerated for their political beliefs and thought crimes. And so what is a resolution for Mumia, Leonard Peltier, or Aristide when he was overthrown, but he was the legitimately elected president of Haiti. This is within line of those resolutions. So I would hope that everyone would support it.
Yeah. Lawrence, Nancy asked what was the vote?
I think there was one abstention from Texas.
Right, Teresa.
Yeah, okay.
This is Jim. Point of information.
Yes, Jim.
Yeah. Usually with resolutions like this one, are we supposed to make sure that something goes to the air in the form of an announcement on a regular basis?
Can I respond to that, Jim? Chair, can I respond to that?
Yeah.
So with the Mumia resolution and the RSD resolution and the Peltier resolution, there was an editorial that was announced on the air, at least at KPFK, I can't speak for the other stations, but they were announced on the air as they were passed by the Pacifica National Board.
Right.
Oh, there was even a resolution on when the Puerto Rican students were on strike. So.
Okay. Now, I guess the second part of this is for instance, at PFW, I did hear the other announcements, but I haven't heard anything about this one yet. So are we supposed, as board members, are we supposed to do something about that, or how is it to happen?
I think we need to encourage the DNs to communicate with the ED. And,
okay.
And these resolutions should be forthcoming. They should be forthwith.
Okay.
As with Aristide, Peltier, and Mumia.
Okay.
Alana Purim in Houston, the stack.
And Benito to the stack.
Yes, sir. Okay, Alan.
Okay, I am especially pleased. Pacifica is concerning itself with the peoples of Haiti in the Caribbean, both past with Aristide and current with the Dominican Republic. But my question is, to what extent does Pacifica want to bound itself geographically in terms of resolutions about racial discriminations and problems of individuals, incarcerations and prisoners of conscience, etc., around the world? For example, we know about the things that are going on in Myanmar, also known as Burma, and I could name probably a dozen other places in the world where there are problems of racial and ethnic and cultural hatreds. But do we have a policy that could guide us in terms of our resolutions about this? Over.
Lawrence to the stack.
And Benito.
Go ahead.
I defer to Lawrence first.
Okay, go ahead, Lawrence. Lauren.
Who, me?
Lauren.
Oh, okay. So, I understand what the brother's saying in regards to a lot of the atrocities and a lot of the discrimination and the genocide, in this case in Santo Domingo, that's going on. And we need to give that voice as well, and I understand that the brother's giving that voice. But the brother could also submit a resolution in regards to those issues that he just brought up, and the PNB could, you know, decide to adopt it or not adopt it. I think it really has nothing to do with the resolutions that we're trying to pass now that have already been within the scope of our mission.
Okay. Benito?
Yeah. So, number one, to respond to Jim, this is why I suggested that we discuss how to implement these motions under new business. One point. Number two, to respond to Alan, I would simply say, and maybe didn't hear, I don't know, Lawrence, maybe you didn't hear the reading of the previous resolution on race hate, but that does cover both the situation in South Carolina as well as in the Dominican Republic and Haiti. And my response to Alan is that I think that Pacifica has a general policy of solidarity with liberation movements around the world. And most certainly that's what both of these resolutions speak to. And it's a question. The question is not whether, the PNB already passed this, both of those resolutions. So now it's an issue of implementation. But, and so that's why I suggest that we do something. We discuss how to implement this stuff under no business. But I would also say that we also, Alan, to respond to you, you know, unfortunately, as far as I'm concerned, Puerto Rico is a colony of this country, of a territory of the United States of America. You know, not a portion of, not a part, you know, of the United States, but a territory, a colony. And so, if that were not the situation, this dude would not be in jail. And so, and this dude was arrested here in the United States, in Connecticut. So, we don't even, in this case, we don't even have to deal with international solidarity. This is an internal issue of the States of America with a case. On the other hand, the situation of Dominican Republic, I don't know about these other stations, but here at PFW, we've been putting out a lot of information about this this situation within the last 2 weeks.
Perfect. Okay, and that answer your question, Alan?
Not really. Basically, I was just asking, do we have a policy about the question of, I understand that Puerto Rico is domestic in the sense of being U.S. territory, and within the immediate area of, you know, North America, of course, Haiti and the Dominican Republic are of concern, and we have refugees coming from them to the United States. But we also have refugees and problems in Central America. And then there's problems in other parts of the world that don't directly concern the United States, but such as the flight of refugees to Indonesia, to Australia, and so on, you know. So the question is, do we have a policy in terms of our resolutions as to specifying particular questions of conflict or concern? I certainly am not trying to restrict this in any regard. I'm just saying, do we have guidelines towards what we should be making resolutions on? Because otherwise, in all fairness, we could make 100 pages of resolutions. So,
Lawrence to the stack.
In support of IAT, I say yes, we should be speaking about the concerns of the Dominican Republic, but where do we draw the line? Over to the rest of you. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, Lawrence.
Yes, I guess I didn't really answer the brother's question, but we do have a policy. It's called an editorial policy, and every media outlet does have a policy. As long as they don't take a specific stand and call for action. So, you know, other than those other issues that he brought up, he could formulate the resolution, and we could address those and pass them on to the PNB for the ratification or not. So, I mean, that's all I could do in response to that. I mean, I don't see anybody of conscience could not want to support this, you know, these three resolutions. That's within our mission.
Okay.
I certainly support them. I'm just, again, saying what else should be included or not. So if you have an existing policy, that's fine. I was just drawing to question what it was. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. So any other questions?
This is Mike Lewis from KPFT. I'd just like to add this. I support, you know, supporting a lot of the international, but we also have a lot of local issues that I'd like to see addressed on all stations, especially everybody knows about the large growing death penalty here in the state of Texas. And I work on the prison show here in KPFT, you know, trying to make an awareness of, you know, this growing prison population and the death penalty. We could add that to agendas as well in the future to get an awareness, not only awareness here in Texas, but nation and worldwide.
I agree. That's a great show, man. Thank you.
See if we could get that agenda put on the board for, you know, future programming, because it just seems that, you know, these are forgotten individuals that people don't seem to care about anymore.
Yeah.
And there's one guy here in Texas, guys and gals, that's been on death row since 1981, and he's been held in this, you know, small cell with only like 1 hour of time outside of his cell. And, you know, we're not supposed to have cruel and unusual punishment in this country, but it seems that that's way beyond cruel and unusual punishment for them to just keep him there and keep torturing and making him stay in this crammed cell for way over 30 plus years.
Who was
to the stack?
Who was in the stack? I'm sorry. No.
Lawrence.
Sorry, Lawrence.
Yeah, I just like to say to the brother that, man, you know, I would support anything that you put on the floor in regards not only to that man that's
that's being caged like that. But, you know, anybody else that you would like to come up with a resolution with, I would more than be happy to work with you in regards to that.
Okay, sounds great. I'll get more information put together for, you know, future programming on incarceration rates, not only here in Texas, but around the country, because unfortunately we've got the largest lockup rate of any industrialized nation in the world.
Hello?
Benito.
Can I be heard?
Yeah. Who's this?
This is Serene. May I speak?
Okay, so we'll
okay, actually, we have a guest here tonight. We have on the agenda doing some national programming on the death penalty, on prison abolition, on mass incarceration. But I'm just a little unclear about where we are right now in terms of the agenda.
Point of information, this is Alon. I accidentally disconnected myself and it took me about 3 minutes to get back in.
Talking about the resolution in terms of Jose Lopez. So, and we just touched, you know, the end race hate resolution that was, you know, read by Nancy. So, but there are some other questions that, you know, people have, you know, basically. So, that's it. So I think Benito was next, right? Benito?
That's okay. We can move on. I was just going to say that I don't think anybody would be in disagreement with adding the prison issues and all other kinds of issues having to do with social justice.
No, I don't think so. You know, it's just, that's part of the mission, right?
Right.
Okay.
Point of information, Nancy.
Yes.
What are we, how can we help to implement this? Do we make a motion like the PNB Programming Committee recommends to the PNB, recommend to the ED, to recommend to the GMs and the PDs that the PNB resolutions made concerning human rights recently? Be aired at all five stations. Do we make a motion tonight to help implement this?
We'll get to it a new business. So
Okay,
all business identification, coordination, and staffing for national programs. That's 30 minutes, but I don't know who wants to talk about identification, coordination, and staffing for national programs. Who brought that?
Serene?
Hello,
Serene?
I think Serene is gone.
Uh-oh.
Okay. Serene, are you mute?
I'm here, but my hands are a little full right now. I'll have to get back to you.
Okay. What I was asking about the whole business, letter A, identification, coordination, and staffing for national programs. You know, that was you who brought that, you know, Ira?
Serene? Are you on mute? We cannot hear you. Oh, I think she's fumbling with the...
I think Serene said she had her hands full right now and she can't.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So we can move to the next item if you want.
Yeah. Okay, let's move to the next item then. So when she gets back, then letter B is programming partnerships and expanding our audience. That's 20 minutes. Programming partnerships and expanding our audience.
Point of information, what did we mean by that?
That's a good question.
This is Serene's motion she made long, long, long time ago, so we never did get to it.
I don't know, programming partnerships with who or what. You know, I think we have enough affiliates, right, already.
Sorry, hello?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry. What's the question? I
Going back to all this.
Sorry, someone was pushing buttons. I couldn't hear.
Are we going back to identification, coordination, and staffing for national programs?
Yes.
Okay, so, and I don't have a copy of the agenda in front of me. Can someone read the full agenda item? What are we up to, number 3 or something?
Yes.
And read the form?
Identification, coordination, and staffing for national programs.
Okay, so we know that Pacifica occasionally has national programming. We should talk about two things separately. One is network.
Please try to stay close to your sound.
There are two things that we need to discuss. One is how programming gets outside of a station to other stations, how individual programs get to other stations, and how when we do a network-wide program, such as an election or pre-election special or special subject focus, how, in fact, the decision about who participates, well, about what the topic will be, who participates, and so how those decisions are made. Some of that actually may be more useful, now that I'm thinking about it a little more, maybe more useful for, where are we going, left or right? Maybe more useful for us to take up after we get the questions back from the general managers. So I'm going to suggest that we actually table that for now.
So we should make up a list of proposed programs to be shared and send it to various stations for them to accept or join in on.
That is not my suggestion. My suggestion is that we table the question of how national program is identified and then staffed until after we get the responses from the GM to the questions posed in the most that was just approved by the PND a couple of weeks ago in LA. Hello.
Any questions?
How about B, Serene, programming partnerships and expanding our audience? Hello? Serene?
I'm saying
point of order.
Yeah, they have a question, Serene. Can you answer, please?
I can't hear you.
Who's this? Benito.
Yeah, somebody had a question before Benito. Who was it? Who was the person?
I think Alan raised the question.
Speaking of 3B, programming partnerships and expanding our audience, what first comes to my mind is advertising of Pacifica and or the local stations by means of distribution of the little magazine of our programs, a little newspaper that describes what's on the radio station at various locations around the cities. Secondly, advertising on other radio stations or other media that we exist and why people should listen. And that could be all kinds of media, including social media. So these are the things that come to my mind please expand upon this for your ideas on programming partnerships, expanding our audience. Should we be sharing with other radio stations that are not part of Pacifica, such as in Houston we have on KUHF a shared network of radio stations around the state that are under the PNV, which they call Texas Standard, if anybody else has listened to that in Houston. Over to you all.
Rodrigo, did somebody said point of order? Order, was that Riley? Was that John?
Benito wanted to be in the start.
Just want to make a point of order.
Oh, you wanted to make a point of order.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Benito.
Go ahead, Benito.
That Serene moved to table the previous item, and I think we need to decide on that before we move on.
Okay. So, and that's
shall we table 3A?
Let's see. We have 3A. Now we are discussing now the programming, right? Partnerships. So that's
that's 3B.
Three B.
But the point of order is, should we move on from 3A? We need to decide to table it or you know, vote on that or whatever.
We need to vote on the motion.
Okay, so you want to go to voting on the
unless there's no objection that we table.
Huh. Yeah, no, there was a motion to table. So that's there is a motion to table. Let's go to the vote.
A point of information. Can someone restate the motion, please?
To table 3A under old business, identification, coordination, and staffing for national programs, to table it. And Serene said the reason, her reason is that we'll be getting a lot of information back from the GMs, hopefully, and the PDs on how they determine how they do things, how they make decisions on programming. So maybe we should wait until we get that information before we start delving into 3A.
Thank you.
Identification.
Point of information, has an inquiry been sent to these general managers that we can expect a response from them?
This is Serene. A few minutes ago, I said that we would remind that we knew the ED got the draft minutes a few days ago, and that we would remind him next week. But I'm fairly sure he's on top of it.
Thank you.
Point of information. So do we need to make some kind of reminder motion from the programming committee?
No.
Okay.
Who's going to remind the AD?
I'll send an email. I'll copy the committee.
Okay, perfect. Then it. Do you still want to go with the motion or write it so that the situation is solved? We don't have to table the motion. You're going to just send them a reminder, right? That's it. Okay. Is that so then?
I'll send a reminder and I'll copy the committee.
Thank you. Okay, so let's. Let's go to number B. So what's the... Is there any motion to move this number B, programming partnership and expanding our audience? Any more discussions about it?
This is Serene's motion item, agenda item, isn't it?
Yeah, Serene? Point of information.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
does this mean that this will, that A will stay on the agenda until we actually deal with it again? Because we don't want to lose it. We just want to make sure that something happens, that we have a record of what we're doing with it.
Yeah.
So it doesn't get lost in the shuffle. So does this mean that it will stay on the agenda until we actually deal with it?
Yes. Yes, tabled.
And we'll be on the agenda until we actually handle it.
Yeah, in old business section.
So we're gonna table the item? I'm sorry, you know, I don't get it. You know, we wanna table the item.
Jim's question is that it will stay in old business, that it won't go away. It'll just be tabled for later on.
Okay.
Adriana, for the starter.
Are you making a motion, Jim, to table this?
Adriana, for the
starter. I wanted to make sure that it becomes a matter of record, that it stays on the agenda until we deal with it. That's all.
No objections. Adriana is on the stack.
Okay, Adriana, go ahead.
Yes. When a motion is tabled, doesn't stay on the agenda. It's a motion that is tabled. That's why in the minutes we reflect that we table the motion. At any time we can ask any of us in any meeting, we can ask to bring it again from the table and talk about the issue again. That doesn't stay in new business or old business, just is table.
Okay, now the question would be then, is there any objection to table it? No? Okay. So let's move. Then there's no objection to table, so all business, letter B, programming partnerships and expanding our audience is table. And then let's go to number C, it's underwriting. Who wants to...
B, programming partnerships and expanding our audience. I want to hear about that.
Okay, go ahead.
The Serene's motion item.
Yeah, but Serene, I mean, we were talking about that one.
Well, that was A.
A was tabled already. Okay, well, let's... Alana Lon
made some suggestions about the topic of discussion and opened invitation for others to respond to it. If you recall, about 4 or 5 minutes ago.
Recall, yeah.
Okay, Serene, go ahead. Serene.
Yes. Oh, I didn't even realize I wasn't muted. Okay, so I think that we can raise our profile by aligning with organizations, other not-for-profits, that do things that are either similar to ours in that they share a related or a similar mission, or in the case of, for example, some publications whose writers are regularly interviewed on many Pacific stations. But whether we're talking about, there are many magazines on the left whose authors are regularly heard, interviewed on our programs, whether it's dealing with Palestinian rights, dealing with the economy. There should be a way for us to get a certain amount of cross promotion into the process. So that when they're interviewed on our air, certainly they're featured, and there's no reason why we cannot make some kind of arrangement that doesn't jeopardize our 501c3 status or theirs, where their audience is exposed to Pacifica, and where Pacificans get more information on these various publications. So whether we're talking about something like our arts programming being promoted on the website for the Poetry Foundation, or we're talking, sorry, all my examples have clean gone out of my head. I'm like really distracted. I don't know, someone name a magazine that we regularly have people from, on our morning talk shows for sure.
Serene, point of information, was a vote taken on tabling your motion?
There was no objection. He asked.
Oh, I see. Okay. All right. Thank you. I would. Thank you.
Okay.
I'm sorry I'm not being clear. But, I mean, I'm sorry I don't have any concrete examples right now. Every magazine has totally gone out of my head.
While you're thinking, this is Yvonne again. I have made mention of National Public Radio. We have talk show personalities, their syndicated programs, and we need a two-way, as she was suggesting, where we get mentions on the air to the other affiliates that we're networking with for other National Public Radio stations or non-Pacifica stations. Is one idea. And beyond that, as I was suggesting, all kinds of media advertising. Take it from there. Thank you.
So, Rodrigo?
Yes, listen.
Yeah, if we can relax the rules a bit for everyone. I just want to ask whether people understand the general concepts that I'm trying to make and not doing a particularly great job at right now.
Okay. Rodrigo, Benito, certain suspect. Well, actually, point of information.
Okay, Benito.
Yeah, just in relation to what Serene just said, I would request that she re-explain her proposal, because I couldn't hear you very well, Serene, the first time.
Okay. What I'm suggesting is that there are certain institutions, whether they're news institutions, arts institutions. In New York, we had at one time a very active membership card program where people had admission to museums and so on and so forth. And it would be good to have these primarily, almost exclusively not-for-profit organizations bolster each other. So that there's right now a Jacob Lawrence exhibit at MoMA in New York, it has many pieces. Not only does it have his artwork relating to a particular the migration experience from the South to the North, but it also has literary panels where you're talking to, Isabel Wilkinson is there. It's actually being coordinated by the Schomburg. These are organizations whose work, the Schomburg in particular, I think, always aligns. But the other institutions also very often align with the kind of things that we do on Pacifica. So it would be great to sort of have a permanent... you can't exactly call it a media partnership or even a radio partnership because we're not necessarily going to sign on to everything that they do, but there should be a way that we can cross-promote each other, right? So every time, for example, the Brooklyn Historical Society has some really interesting panels, things that connect so well with our programming, but we don't have a relationship with the Brooklyn Historical Society. We once did. We had a great number of arts institutions in the New York City area that granted our members, either reduced or free free admission.
Okay.
And in exchange for that, huh?
So is there any motion that you want to move in this regard?
I don't really have a motion. I wanted to see whether people were interested in that, whether they thought it would work in their listening area, whether it's something that we should just do with national institutions. I don't know what would work in Houston. I don't know what would necessarily work in LA, for example.